शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरात्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां शरणान्तिके। माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद सुतर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट अंग अश्रुत सस्मद भक्ति वेदान स्वामी महाराज। यस्टरडे वी टोल्ड दैट हाउ मदर यशोदा बाइंडेड अनलिमिटेड कृष्ण and why two fingers were being laced. After that, Mother Yashoda binded Krishna. And so many boys, Sidham, Subal, Madhumangal, all were there. She told them to look after him. And she went to, again, churning
Jogat.
But his mind was upset again and again thinking of Krishna. So she was telling, why I did so. And Krishna, when mother left, then all his friends began to clap their hands and to laugh. Oh, again we will do like that. And Krishna was also now laughing. Though black some tears,
Ganga Jamuna,
was there. The sample of that. But now it was dried and Krishna was now playing with the boys. Oh, Sridham told, I will open the
nut.
And he tried but he could not. Then Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal and all tried. Oh, You cannot do, I am. But any of them could not do. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu with his mother came from the house of Upananda, the eldest brother of Nanda Baba. Oh, seeing this, he became very angry. Who has taken, oh my brother, with angry? But someone told in his ear, Mother Yashoda. But at once,
come down, cool down.
His anger went on. And he could not tell anything. In the meantime, Krishna remembered something, the cause of Narada Rishi, that he has given to the sons of Maha Wealthy, so much wealthy, Kuber's sons, Nalkubar and Manigriv. Once Narada was going to meet Kuber, his friend. Kuber is also a devotee of Krishna, so he was going. But in the way he saw these two sons of Kuber, Nalkubar and Manigriv, they have taken Madeira,
wine,
and naked playing with the girls there.
With angels.
He has no shame at all. So when Narada Rishi reached there, then the girls came out of the pond and they took their
cloths
and did pranam to Narada. But these two persons, they drink so much wine that they have become like trees, no sense. They began to call the girls, "Oh, come on, come on. Why this person came here? He should go away from here." Then Narada told, "Ki Sri Bhi Edhman Madhapuman Naivarahatya Dhatum
Vaitvam Agocharam
Ki Multa Ki
Janma
Iswarya Sutra." Oh, I see. Those who have taken birth in rusticated family, those who are very wealthy, those very learned scholar, they think that, "Oh, in world, no one equal to me, and
so much money,
too much money I have, wealthy I have told." So four.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful, very beautiful. Oh, ladies or male. They neglect all. So these persons, like shame, his father is so wealthy, but he is devotee. I want to, to correct them, because they are son of my friend. And then he cursed them. "At once, you should be tree." Then they became two. Become tree at once. Then they quickly kept their heads on the feet of Narada Rishi. "Prabhu,
excuse me.
Now you have given me cause. Please tell me how we will be liberated from that." Then Narada told, "Oh, now you are okay." Without punishment, these persons cannot be reformed. So, in the end of Dwapar Yug, Krishna himself will come to play sweet pastimes. And at that time, you will be tree, Arjun tree, on the door of Nanda Baba. And you will be Jamaj. Jamaj means
queen.
Tree root is one, but like two. And then, anyhow, Krishna will come with
grinding mortar.
And he will touch, and you will be liberated. And at that time, you will have Krishna Bhakti. So they have come to the door of Nanda Baba, and they were standing. Krishna remembered that I must fulfill the desire of my bhakts. So sattam abhidhatum nijabhaktabhasitam. What his devotees have told, I must fulfill. And then he told, oh, we should go out of house and play there. Better it is, not here. And then Krishna began to
pull. Krishna began to pull and divert.
Pull and that grand motor.
And Sakha's pushing.
And all the Sakha
pushing.
Laughing and joking they were.
Pushing.
Pushing. When they reached to the door and were going
out,
crossing the door, or tree was there. So when Krishna went through them, then grand motor was
stuck. Get stuck.
Checked there. Then Krishna crossed that and he pushed.
Pull.
He did not touch the
trees.
Only he was touching by rope of that grendel motor, and grendel motor was touched by them, and at once, like cloud roaring, both the trees, this way and this side. Not like this, otherwise Krishna and his friends were smashed. And then a very big sound was there. All the Brajvasis ran towards that sound. Nanda Baba also was in Brahmanda Ghat, she also ran away. Mother Yashoda and all his Sakhi. Nanda Baba came and said, oh, Krishna is there. And trees are fallen. And not like this, but this. Anyhow, he escaped. And Krishna, up till laughing and joking with his friends, now he saw his father and began to cry. Father. Tears coming again. Nanda Baba came and he took Krishna on his lap, grabbed some laddu, gud and others, laddu. And, who has binded you? And in the meantime, Mother Yashoda, all Sakhi were there. Yashoda far away. He saw that Nanda Baba has taken lap to Krishna. So, she was standing there. And see, what I have done mistake. If Krishna has done, gone, then far. And so, she became like a statue. A tree, no life. And Nanda Baba now. Who binded you? Then Krishna told, Mother. I will have to beat him. Krishna took his hand. And then he pacified any way. And then he took Krishna and Baldev on his shoulders and went to Brahmanda Ghat. Mother Yashoda and all were there. Now they returned to their home. But no cooking, nothing. Yashoda Ma, she became like a statue. She could not weep even. What to do like this? In the meantime, Nanda Baba went to again to Brahmanda Ghat and they took bath in
Brahmanda.
And up till now, it was more than midday. It was about
3 o'clock.
Sandhyakal.
About evening. Sunset.
Sandhyakal ki?
Evening.
So he went to Goshala, where cows were. And he took milk from the cows.
Murder.
And gave it to the Baldev and Krishna mouth.
Direct in their mouth.
And they became full satisfied. Then again he took them and came to his palace. And he was sitting on the palace where males seat. In India, there are two division of their
houses.
One interior and one outside. Outside for males and for ladies inside. So Baba was sitting outside with Krishna and Baldev. Then, now it was evening, no cooking, everything. Then, wife of Upananda and Rohini Maiya, mother of Baldev, and other old ladies, they came to Nanda Baba and sent Baldev to bring Krishna anyhow. So Baldev went to
pull him,
to take Baldev, but Krishna, he gave him so
big push
that, oh, he fell down. Oh, then Baldev was saying, very, very strong. In the meantime, what?
Rohini
Maiya told.
He'll not come.
Oh, Krishna.
He'll not come.
Oh, you should go to your mother. Hmm. Krishna, no. Oh,
with whom you will play?
Then, to whom with you will play? Dau. I will play with Dau Bhaiya.
Who
will feed you? My father.
He'll not go.
Hmm. Oh, if you will not go? Mm-hmm. No. Then, they told, and if your mother is gun, die. Then Krishna began to weep at once. So louder, louder. Mother, mother, mother. And he came to in the lap of Rohini Maiya. Rohini Maiya took him and he took them to inter house and gave him the lap of Mother Yashoda. Now Mother Yashoda began to weep so louder. Then Rohini Maiya, Upananda, wife and all began to weep. Krishna was also weeping. Nanda Baba saw and he also began to weep. All began to weep. So, these are pathetic scenes of sweet past times. Why he did? To remember that in future all will remember all these sweet past times and their anarth will go and very soon pure bhakti will come. And they will be liberated and they will come to my Golok Dham. So, itidik swalilabhi ananda kunde saghasama nibajantam akhyapajantam. So, Krishna was doing so many pastimes, oh, so many like this. So many like. Shyamrani will tell one story of Phal Bikranis, fruit seller, very pathetic also, that also.
Mike.
You can come this side. Oh.
So knowing that I studied the story of Vainakasura, the other day that Lord wanted me to speak about the story of fruit vendor. The fruit vendor, when Krishna was about 2.5, 3 years old, there was a fruit vendor living in Mathura, and so many merchants and visitors would go back and forth between Mathura and Vrindavan. And in this way, the residents of Mathura would hear these beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna as a baby. So the fruit vendor developed a very strong desire to see Krishna and with a very motherly feeling. So she went from Mathura to Vrindavan, and desiring to see Krishna, she began selling her fruits in the neighborhood of Nanda Maharaj.
Oh,
she became so if anybody wants some fruits, you can just say this to me. Take fruit. But she was so absorbed in Krishna that she began chanting, Damodar, Madhava, O Govinda, take Damodar, take Madhava, take Govinda. She totally forgot where she was and who she was and what she was supposed to be doing. So she desired to see Krishna, but by the will of the Lord, he was creating anxiety, more and more anxiety, to make her desire stronger. So she didn't get the darshan. Then she sat down in the courtyard of Nandababa, determined that I'm not going to go back to my home unless I get the darshan of Krishna. So Krishna, knowing her desire, since it was so strong, when it comes to the point that if I don't get Krishna's darshan, I can't live any longer, that is the point when Krishna reveals himself. Once we asked Srila Gurudev, can one become Krishna conscious in one birth? And Srila Gurudev said, definitely, if you're like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and praying that if I don't get the darshan of Srimati Radhika, then in 1 second, a blazing fire will devour me and I'll lose my life. So she had so much desire. So Krishna, wanting to please her, got some grains from Mother Yasoda to exchange for the fruits. In those days, there was no money exchange, but it was a barter exchange. So Krishna got some grains from his mother, but his fingers were so tiny that the grains were just slipping through. So by the time he reached the fruit vendor, he hardly had any fruits, just a couple of little grain seeds were stuck to his fingers. The fruit vendor and begged for some exchange. The fruit vendor now felt that her life was successful, almost, that she got the darshan of Krishna. So when Krishna said, please give me some fruits, she said, okay, I'll give you some fruits, but only under one condition, or rather two conditions. That number one, you sit on my lap, just like you sit on the lap of your mother. And two, that you call me mother. So Krishna began thinking, I'm a prince, the son of the king and the queen, and she's a lower class fruit seller, so how can I sit on her lap, and how can I call her mother? So Krishna began looking in all directions to make sure nobody was looking. And when he saw that the coast was clear, for 1 second, he jumped on her lap, jumped up, called her mother, and very quickly jumped up and asked for the fruits. So she was so overwhelmed now and lost in ecstasy that she gave him so many fruits that he could barely carry them. So carrying his fruits, he had to hold his hands close to his chest so that all those fruits wouldn't fall. So Krishna brought the fruits back to his mother, and she took those fruits and began to distribute them, but they never ended. Anything that is connected with Krishna becomes unlimited. There was once an incident of a student who was supposed to have a festival with his school. So the teacher said, everybody has to go and get something from home, and that you'll share with your fellow students. So there was one very poor student. He had nothing. So his mother said, go and ask your friend in the forest, Sina Bandhu. So So he was calling with so much shraddha, Dinabandhu, Dinabandhu, where are you? So Krishna appeared and gave him just a little bit of yogurt. So when he came back to the teacher said, is this all you brought for the big festival? And the teacher threw it on the floor. And even though all the yogurt fell all over everywhere, still that thing was filled with yogurt. Because anything connected with Krishna has no end. So the fruits were distributed and still there were more and more fruits. In the meantime, what happened to this fruit vendor? She was so lost, she forgot, who am I? Where am I? Completely, she could only think of Krishna and nothing else. So the day was passing, and she forgot to go home, back to Mathura. So then somebody approached her and said, you know, the time is passing, you should go home. So she picked up her basket, and she felt that the basket was very heavy. So she looked at the basket, and she saw that what was previously filled with fruits was now completely filled with diamonds, and all kinds of valuable jewels, sapphires, worth unlimited money. But she was thinking, now that she was Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, she thought, what am I going to do with this? And she took all that basket of jewels and threw it in the Jamuna. And Gurudev said, where she went, nobody knows. She never returned home. So Srila Gurudev explained that Putana, as you heard earlier, Putana witch tried to kill Krishna. And even though she tried to kill him because she came as a mother, in the form of a mother, Krishna gave her the position of a nurse, not in Vrindavan, but in Golok. So Gurudev said, what to speak of this fruit seller? She came as a loving mother, and Krishna sat in her lap and called her mother. What kind of wonderful benediction she will have. So there's many, many teachings in all of Krishna's pastimes. So one teaching is that if we give Krishna what we have through the bona fide spiritual master, then we get unlimited times back. We can't really offer anything. Everything already belongs to the Lord. Everything already belongs to Guru. If I think, Gurudev said something very funny and very sad. If I think, oh, I've given Gurudev a chatter, and then I think, oh, that chatter was so good. So even though I gave it, I'm still attached to it, not thinking that this chatter is originally Krishna's. It belongs to my Guru, who's Krishna's representative, and I was just getting it, but actually it belongs to my Guru. So if I give everything to Guru, Guru Shushu Sharabhata, whatever we have in our possession, give that thing to Guru, because he's turning everything over to Krishna. And under his guidance, hear Harikatha, speak about the glories of the Lord, engage in the service of the deities with great faith. And in that way, one gets grudge trained, and we know what kind of grudge train Gurudev is offering us. Thank you.
Uh-oh, very good. After these pastimes, Krishna was now about 2 and 6 months about. Upanand and all have a meeting. Now, so many problems coming here, so many demons coming here. Then what to do? We should go to Brihadvan. There is Jamuna River nearby, plenty of grasses, trees, so many things that boys can play. We should go with all our cows. Then it was declared that tomorrow we should go for Vrindavan. So all, they took their cows, all family, Mother Yashoda and others went on bullock carts with Krishna and Baldev, and all other old persons or ladies, they also on bullock cart, and all the Brajavasi, they went to Chhattikara Gram. There was no village there, they crossed the river Jamuna and they reached Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, they kept their bullock carts in a way, in a circle.
Half circle.
And so it is Shakti Kara. Shakti means bullock cart. A village like that. And Krishna with Nanda Baba and all others, Upananda and all associates of and brother of Nanda Baba, they were there. And from there, now Krishna became at the age of 3-4
years.
And then on Gopashtami, Krishna was telling to his mother and father, I must go to Cowherd. Then Nanda Baba and they could not check him. So, in a good day, Gopashtami, Krishna, with their cow cups, he went to graze cows. In the meantime, at that time, Batsasur, a demon in the form of a cow calf, he came. When Krishna was going to grazing with Baldev Prabhu and all friends, then he became an in form of that, and he was in a way, he was thinking that how should I kill Krishna? But the cops were smelling his bad
foul smell.
So they were running here and there. Then Krishna told to Baldev by his eyes, see this. This is any demon. And then Baldev Prabhu, and they decided something, and Krishna, ki Baldev,
Krishna,
took his hind legs and did so, and thus she. And then Bakasur, and after that, Aghasur. Krishna sent Aghasur.
Kongsa sent.
Aghasur, I'm sending to kill that boy, but none is coming to give me message that what became. All are killed there. So go. And he was very mystic. Jadugar.
He has very mystic power.
He became like a very big ajagar.
Python.
Was in the ground and other was in the sky. And his tongue of very reddish like Kaleen, Gila.
Carpet.
And he became very weak. So boys were coming and saw, what is this? This is a mountain? Like, this must be a mountain, but like python. We should go and see.
What is this?
What is inside? So they entered inside with all cows. Krishna, don't go, but if he is python, any demon, then no fear, Krishna will come and. So they entered. Krishna saw that I warned them, but even they went. So he also went. When Krishna went, he closed his mouth. Then Krishna became a very round,
very hot.
Iron, red. And thus he came here in the
neck.
Throat. And his pranbayu was stopped. And it was burning so much. Then what to do? His life, his soul or came from here and. He was moving in the sky. And then when Krishna saw all the boys,
came back in sense.
They became incense, and he took all and came out of mouth, and the light, which was moving, it entered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma Sai seeing this. Oh, what? This is demon? He wanted to kill Krishna, but he has received Swarup Mukti. And then he thought that I should see another
pastime.
Now you. One thing, a question has come. If Nalkubara and Manigriv were liberated, then were the son of Kubera or not? No. They were liberated totally and went to Golok Vrindavan by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna benedicted them for this. And they became Snigdhakantha and
Madhukantha.
Very sweet voice. Like honey. And like Madhukantha and
Snigdha.
Very Snigdha. Sweet. And they now, in the council of Nand Baba and council of gopis, they used to tell sweet pastimes of all this Krishna, as if the sweet pastimes has occurred 2 days just now. So they are liberated now. How they can be Kuber Putra? No. But when they came, then what became of these pastimes, that who becomes
Jamalarjun?
Next. Oh. There are so many souls like that. Krishna make them like that. Or if he likes, one moment of that Golok Vrindavan, and here it is 1,000 years. So for one moment they can come, no harm. So this Leela, Brahmanda Leela, they will go away. Hare Krishna.
আর তুমি না বলতে পারো
তাহলে
বলবো, দেখো নাই তো এরা সব আছে স্তুতিও না তো তুমিও বলো স্তুতি এরা বলে দিবে
Our Adi Guru, beyond that completely, Which pastime called Brahma Vimohan Lila? When Brahmaji saw, oh, this demon, he got Sarupa Mukti. He not good any, did any good job. How come Krishna gives his salvation? So he want to see more pastimes, but he not pray to lotus feet of Krishna. Why it happened? He want to use his own intelligence. Why it happened so? Being our Adi Guru, how he can do some big mistakes? Not possible for him. There's some cause behind this. What is that? When Krishna after cow grazing, on the way back, all the Madhavi gopis, they used to do arati of Krishna, they are kissing Krishna, but at last, Madhav Yashoda used to take him to go in his Gohar palace. All gopis are thinking, oh, if Krishna is our own son, then we can take Krishna in our lap and beat him whole night, then it will be very nice. But what can we do? There's some peace in their heart. Other than that, the gopis, they thought, oh, Krishna is our beloved, then our life is successful. So how it will be possible? In another side, the cows, they are thinking, oh, if Krishna is our cows, then Krishna can take milk from our udder, from direct from our udder, then our life will be successful. Now, when Krishna is to go for milking, the cows, they will not give milk for their calf. As soon as they will see Krishna, they will give lot of plenty of milk. So Krishna is thinking, how to fulfill this? The nature of Bhagavan, they can give so many tasks, accomplish only one task. So Krishna wants to fulfill the desire of Madhavi gopis, the teenage girl, and the cows in Braj. So when Krishna desired this, Krishna never did anything, only desire. His potency fulfilled Krishna's desire. So Jogmaya attracts Brahmaji. He uses his own intelligence. So cows are grazing, so cows are sitting there. Brahmaji thought, okay, let me check. I may steal the cows from here, then what Krishna will do? So Brahmaji stole away all the cows. So cows, they are searching, they could not find. Then so cows went to for searching. No, no, don't worry, I will go. As soon as Krishna went for searching, in the meantime, Brahmaji came and kidnapped all cowherd boys and kept them in the cave of near close to Jamuna. And that same day, it was constellation day of the birth constellation of Balaramji. So at the very day, Balaram was not present during cow grazing. So Brahma had very golden chance. So now, Brahmaji went to Brahmalok. In the meantime, he is still saying Bhagavan, he can do what is possible, what is not possible, what never is possible, he can make it possible very easily. So Brahmaji, after capturing them, he went to Brahmalok, means his own abode. In the meantime, Krishna, he made a trip, and he went to Brahmalok prior to Brahmaji, and became four-headed, Brahmaji, and took his seat inside his Brahma's abode, and told his servants, calling their name, oh, you have to do this or do that. And so, listen, I have a new message from reliable source that someone is coming to cheat me, making artificial forehead. Be careful, don't allow him to enter in my abode. When Krishna is playing this drama, how can who can understand? So, when Brahmaji came, you want to enter his house. Suppose you are entering your own house. If you are very wealthy person, if you are some servants, they will make you dandana pranam, salute you. Oh sir, please come, come. You have no need to ask any permission from your servants. As like Brahmaji going every day, coming and going, is going in, as soon as he wants to go in, two servants can turn and turn inside. What? Are you mad? Well, no. The servant says, no, we are not mad. You are mad. You are teacher. Our master is inside. Our master ordered us that somebody is coming to teach our master. So, how come? I am your master. Don't talk anymore. If you advance an inch, you crack your head. Don't be surprised. Why is that doing so? Then Brahma came to step back and meditate. Oh my goodness. Oh, Krishna is himself there became Brahmaji. What to do? Now this big offense. So he came back again in form of Vrindavan. And he saw that Krishna is grazing cows as it is. And chokas are there, everything. How come? When Brahmaji kidnapped the cows and cows and cowherd boys, then Krishna is searching all chokas, could not find. He has yogurt and rice in one hand, and between the finger, some kind of pickle called teti in broth is sitting on his between hand and was taking. But he forgot to take, he became so unhappy. Then Jogamaya helped him to remind him, oh, Brahmaji did this. Okay, no problem. So Krishna became himself all sakhas and all cows, and going every day for grazing cows and everything being as it is. So Vrajavasis could not understand. The cows, they could not understand. No one can understand what is going to be happening. In the meantime, Gargacharya announces, this is the golden year, and this time is very extremely auspicious. So whoever married their daughter, they never revealed is extremely fortunate. So all Vrajavasis, they arrange their marriage ceremony of their son and daughter. So at that time, also Krishna became all sakhas. So all gopis, they got married with Krishna. But none can understand. This is the play of drama of Jomaya Devi. When Brahmaji came down in Bhoma Vrindavan, he saw all are going same time cowgrazing. Brahmaji, maybe when you're looking towards this side, Krishna bringing them from Jamuna side, from the cave, and grazing cows. When you're looking other side, then Krishna sending them.
Oh, what Balram thought?
And after that, it will come. So, what happened? Brahmaji, oh, let me see, I have four-headed, by two-headed I can look towards this Astavasi, and by two-headed I can see towards Jamuna cave, then I can understand what is going on. Same time he saw both of Krishna sakhas and cows are like unconscious there, like sleeping there, and cow is going there. Then Radhi says, am I in dream? What is happening? Then when he opened his eyes, he saw all cows and all cowherd boys, even their sheep, all became 400. How come? How became 400? Again the Radhi's eyes, even so cow is going on. Why Krishna saw this? Krishna wants to show Brahmaji that even the speak of Braj by which is a cow grazing, they are not an ordinary, they are considered also Chidananda. And they are your simple deity, 400 Vishnu Dattva, want to show this. Then Brahma did pranam. Full prostration. And in the meantime, just going to be 1 year, the cows, their nature, they love their small kids, not the elder cows. So,
not so much.
The elderly cows, the milkmen, they are raising cows one place, and Krishna only sakhas, they are raising cows other side. So, the cows saw from a distance that the elder cows are grazing far distance. Seeing them, they run towards that side, giving the new cow. And all goes, they become extremely unhappy, become very angry. How our children playing fruit? We could not control our cows. Let us go there and give a good lesson. They also follow the cows, and when they went that side near Madhubal, seeing their own kids, They forget that they are, they can completely cool down. Why? Because of the cover voice of Krishna. And Govardhan Prabhu, just one day left over there, he saw, how come the nature of mother cow, they will love their young kids, young cow, not the elder cow, giving up their young cow, why they run there? How? What happened? Is this Maya of Brahmaji or any ghost, anything? None can be older than me. Then the matter is, oh, Krishna became calves, king, and cowherd boys, everything. Then Balaram began to smile towards Krishna. Oh, only by the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, your stomach got become full. Oh, he became millions of calves and millions of cowherd boys and sucking their breast milk. Then Balaram smiled and Krishna smiled. After 1 year, Balaram could not figure out by the influence of Krishna's Jogmaya. Only Krishna's Jogmaya can bewail that Balaram Prabhu. Other than no power, has no power to bewail that Balaram Prabhu. Then Brahmaji saw this. Oh, now I can give offense. How to do? How I can satisfy Krishna? So then he thought, oh, if I praise Krishna other way, he may not be pleased. So if you want to please Bhagavan, if you have to please Krishna, you have to please his associates. If you want to please Gurudev, you have to please devotees, please Vaishnavas. Then Gurudev will please. If you please Krishna, you have to please associates. So if I serve Gurudev, don't care for Vaishnavas, Gurudev will never be happy. If you serve only Krishna, but not his associates, then Krishna will never be happy. So Brahma thought, oh, I have to pay you Rajavasis, then Krishna will please. First he told, Atha Kite Deva Padam Guja Jaya, Prasada Le Sanu Dvita Deva Hi.
Thank you. Very good. Let. You sit. Stop.
Pray to the Rajavasis, then Buddha will please also. So then Ramai told, No Midhati Yavta Bhaku Seya Paridanda Raya, Vinda Bhakansa Paritishtha Lasan Mukhaya, Vanna Sriye Tavalagatya Visano Venu, Lakshma Sriye Nidupade Pasupanga Jaya. In this show, he praised Nanda Baba and others. So after that, to whom you order, they will and speak. Praise and Krishna and explain for your sister. Hare Krishna, Tansha, 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 Tansha,
Tansha, Deshta Stuti.
Gurudev is so expert in anointing this nectar unto the souls of all the jivas in this world, bringing the pastimes of Krishna, bringing Vrindavan into our hearts. So how fortunate we are this evening to be in the presence of Srila Gurudev, hearing the tenth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this wonderful pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the calves and the young cowherd boys, and then having this astonishing realization that actually Krishna himself had overpowered his yoga potency, his mystic yoga, and he realized that he was absolutely nothing, even though he's the supreme creator of this universe. But his power, in comparison to the unlimited power of Krishna, he was like a tiny little firefly in comparison with the effulgent sun. So Lord Brahma, after witnessing this pastime of Krishna and realizing that he had been thoroughly defeated by his very own master,
so
now Lord Brahma, he felt very, very embarrassed and very foolish. And he wanted to come to approach Krishna, to Krishna, to ask for forgiveness from him, that he had become bewildered. That Lord Brahma has become bewildered. It was Krishna's will, it was Krishna's desire to execute such a pastime. So Lord Brahma, by Yogamaya potency, he became temporarily bewildered, thinking that, oh, who is this young cowherd boy? How could he possibly be the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead? But when he saw this manifestation of Krishna's power and potency, then he realized, oh yes, I have made a big mistake. He is the Absolute Lord not only of this universe, but of millions and trillions of universes and the unlimited spiritual sky, the entire creation. But yet, he is appearing here in Vrindavan, in this Naravat Lila, very human-like pastimes. And he is appearing here, executing these sweet pastimes for the benediction of all the fallen souls. So now Lord Brahma, he approached Krishna one day, just after this pastime. And he came to Krishna in a very secluded place in the Vrindavan forest. And there he saw that Krishna was standing with a lump of sweet, like a laddu, in his hand. It's like an innocent young boy. And Lord Brahma came down on his swan carrier, the great four-headed Lord Brahma with golden crowns and great opulence. And he came down there in this secluded place in the forest, and then he paid his obeisances to Krishna, who was just simply standing there like an innocent young boy. And he, from all sides, he circumambulated Krishna, and with tears in his eyes, all of his foreheads, anointing the lotus feet of Krishna. And now he stood up very reverentially in front of Krishna, bowing down before him, and he began to pray his prayers to Krishna. These prayers are very glorious, because within them there is so much tattva siddhanta, so much realized knowledge that Lord Brahma had gained, and he glorified Krishna as being the absolute Lord of the whole creation, whom everyone must take shelter of. And he said, Samashita ye pakapallavam plavam mahatpadam punya yashom marare. He said that this great, vast universe, which is actually like an unlimited ocean, and is very, very difficult to cross over. This material existence is full of so many dangers and so many problems, and the jiva souls are floating in this material universe lifetime after lifetime. At every single step, there is so much difficulty and danger. But if someone takes shelter of your lotus feet, O Krishna, then that great ocean, it becomes shrunk down to the size of just like a little puddle made by the hoof of a calf in the mud. That's all. And anyone can easily cross beyond it by the power, by the potency of taking shelter of your lotus feet. And he prayed to Lord Brahma. He said, you are the absolute supreme Lord, and your powers, your glories are unlimited. No one can possibly understand you and your potencies. And therefore he said, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sangu karitam bhavadiya vartam stane sita shudigatam tanuvan manovir ye praya sovachitatitokya sikhaistri lokyam. He said, those persons who give up this attempt, Jnane prayasam, to understand you by simply philosophical knowledge, to comprehend the extent of your glories, this is impossible anyway. So therefore, they should give up this attempt. And jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. They should live in the association of your pure devotees who have realized your eternal transcendental glories in nature. And they should constantly hear sanmukaritam from the lotus mouth of such pure devotees. They should hear this nectar, this stream of nectar flowing from their lotus mouth. Stane sita. They should remain, whatever position they are in this present world, they can remain there, but always be hearing from the pure devotees. And in this way, they will gradually become so transcendentally potent in their love for you. They will develop praying bhakti. They will develop pure bhakti by this process. And then, you, my Lord, O Krishna, who will not be conquered by anyone in the whole three worlds, in the whole creation, you become Jitta. Lord Brahma, he glorified Krishna with so many sadhus and sutis. And at the end of his glorification, he also prayed that all these Vrijvasis, these eternal associates of yours, every living creature within Vrindavan, even the plants and the trees and the shrubs, even the rocks, they are so, so fortunate. Because these Vrijvasis are your eternal associates, millions and millions of times greater than myself. So what am I in comparison? I simply pray that I can take birth as a shrub or a tree, that I can have the dust from the lotus feet of these Vrijvasis on me. And even if I cannot take birth like that, I pray even I can become a stone, a rock, that the sweepers in the Vrindavan, these sweepers, they will even cleaning the bathrooms and going here and there. Oh, when they come, they use one stone to scrape their feet on, to clean their feet. So I want to become that stone. Lord Brahma desired to become a stone. And actually, by his desire became fulfilled, because then he became Brahma Parvat in Nandagaon. And on that very hill, Lord Krishna performed all of his pastimes.
Not Nandagaon, Varsana.
Sorry, Varsana. Yes, in Varsana. And there are so many sweet pastimes that Radha and Krishna were performed on Lord Brahmaji himself. So finally, he told that I cannot understand the greatness of all of these associates of yours. He said, Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajokasham, yan mitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. Oh, that supreme, absolute purna brahma, who is the eternal, absolute truth, beyond this whole creation, he is there playing as the intimate friend of the cowherd boys, the intimate beloved of the gopis, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and all the Vrijvasis have such intimate relationships. So he said, Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, how fortunate they are. And in this way, Lord Brahma fell at the lotus feet of Krishna, weeping so many tears and glorifying Krishna. And Krishna stood there, hearing these stavas and stutis of Lord Brahma, practically unmoved, because he is that Supreme Lord who millions and millions of Brahmas are glorifying. So in this way, Lord Brahma understood the glories of his worshipable lordship, Sri Krishna, and he surrendered at his lotus feet, and Krishna also forgave him for the mistake that he had made. So this is the glorious position of Lord Brahma. Actually, he is our Adi Guru in our Sampradaya. All of this knowledge is coming down through Lord Brahma. But because of his great love for Krishna, he becomes an instrument for Krishna to perform his pastimes. So in this way, Krishna's Braj Leela is going on.
Very good. So, he was praying so many things. Jananta eva jananta. Nabe bhaktva munah.
Name prabho. Manasa vachasabha.
Vasso vaibhavam gochara. Oh, anyone can tell that I know the endless
glory
of Krishna. But they are not true. Even myself, I don't know. And then, he again doing pranam, and when he was going, Krishna having a lotus flower in his hand, and he was doing like that, and he was keeping his hands on the hand, on the shoulder of his shakha, and neglected Brahma. All the boys were told, oh, Chauma, Chauma, Chauma. Chauma means
four-headed.
Brahma, though our guru, but he had done something wrong. Thought that I should have stole away the friends of Krishna and cows, and then I will see what he is doing. So another sweet pastime I will see. But if he waited for some more time to see sweet pastimes of Krishna, automatically Krishna would have done. But he thought that I am doing. But Yogamaya of Krishna, came in his mind, and Yogamaya did everything what Madhava Maharaj told. All gopis were married to Sakha, that is, Sakha was himself Krishna, and answer he will give that they have. So, after that, Krishna and Baldev, one day, they were near Mathura border and Vrindavan border. There only Ashok tree, no fruit, no flowers. But they were hungry. Their mother has sent their prasadam to other side where Krishna was to go, but Krishna suddenly came this way. And he was very hungry. Then what became? You should tell.
So Srila Gurudev has kind of instructed me to relate the pastime with Devakasura.
Well, that is potency.
So one day, Krishna and Baladev with the cowherd boys, they were in the forest, Gurudev was related. So the cowherd boys came to Krishna and Baladev, they said, the demon is attacking us. Hunger. We're very hungry. So we want you to kill this demon. So at that time, they were close to a very fragrant forest of tal fruit. Tal is like a palm tree, and it has very fragrant, very tasty fruit. And they could smell the tal fruit. So they told Krishna Baladev, you should get cow fruit first. So Krishna Baladev, they went into the forest, and then Baladev, his little boy, looks like, little boy, but he began shaking these huge, tall palm trees. And the palm trees were waving backwards and forwards, and the ripe fruit were dropping down, put on the ground. So in that forest, there was a big demon called Devadatta, in the form of an ass. So that forest, that Tal forest, it belonged to Kansa. And Devadatta and his ass friends, they were guarding on behalf of Kansa to make sure that nobody else tasted these very nice Tal fruit. So that ass, he represents ignorance. He doesn't just represent ignorance, he's personification of ignorance. Like in the West, for example, we know that, I've never seen, but they say, that if you have a carrot in front of a donkey, in front of an ass, so the ass will walk all day trying to get the carrot. And he's thinking, I'm coming closer, I'm coming closer, I'm coming closer, but he never actually gets the carrot. Just like a conditioned soul in the material world, he's chasing sense gratification. He's thinking, I'm coming closer, I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to enjoy. He never enjoys. In the mountains, they use asses to carry heavy burdens. So there was one group of asses, when they came in the evening to the sheltering place, they thought, oh, we've left the ropes behind. So if we don't tie up the asses, then they'll all run away. But one of them said, no, don't worry. If you just pretend to tie up the asses, they're so stupid, they won't run. So the leader said, okay, well, we'll try. What else can we do? So they pretended to tie up the asses, and sure enough, the asses just fucking like that in the. So the next morning, they wanted to move, so they started beating and kicking the asses, and they wouldn't move. And what to do? What have you done now? They said, listen, you've got to pretend to untie them. So they pretended to untie the asses, and they moved. The ass is so stupid. In India, they say that in the summer, there's very little grass. So the ass is eating all day. So much walking here and there, eating. And then he looks behind and he sees there's almost no grass. He thinks, oh, I haven't eaten anything.
No, I haven't
eaten
so much.
Because all the grass is gone. So he thinks, I've eaten so much, he becomes fat. Just thinking about all the grass that he hasn't eaten, he becomes fat. And then in the rainy season, so the rain's coming, there's so much grass, and he's eating. And he looks around, he says, I haven't eaten anything at all. And then he becomes thin, very lean and thin, because he thinks he hasn't eaten any grass. So ass is a very stupid animal. So Devadatta came out of the forest. He was very, very angry. And he began to kick on Krishna and Baladev. So asses, when they kick, they turn around and they give a good belt with the back hooves. But one thing that ass in Bhagavatam is described, how the ass, first of all, they sing very beautiful poetry. They're quite intoxicated
when they
use their own voices. And then, when they chase the female ass, I've seen a film actually. The female ass is running like that. And the male ass is running like that. So Devadatta came around and he gave a big kick with his hind feet on Baladev. And Baladev simply caught hold of his feet, whirled him around, and just by whirling he lost his life air, and Baladev threw him into the top of a big tall tree. And the tree fell over on the next tree, and then that fell over just like a line of dominoes going down. So Baladev, he's Adi Guru, Akanda Guru Tattva. So Guru destroys ignorance. If we surrender to Guru, then he will destroy ignorance. So Baladev, he was destroying Devadatta. Then Devadatta had so many ass friends, and they all came running out. And one after another, they were attacking Krishna Baladev, and Krishna Baladev was throwing them one after another. They were throwing into the trees, and more of the trees were falling down. And the asses also, they're all different colors. Green, blue, red also. So it's a very amazing rainbow scene. And then there was red blood everywhere. So in this way, Krishna and Baladev, they They killed Denipasa, the ass demon, who represents complete ignorance. And similarly, if we surrender to Gurudev, so Gurudev will uproot the ignorance in our hearts, and he'll replace it with transcendental knowledge of Krishna's glories in his pastime. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So, Dhenkasur is donkey. Donkeys are foolish. They are beaten by the hind legs of sea donkeys. And even they follow. In the same way, those who are foolish, they don't serve Krishna. They are like donkeys, bitten by the hind legs of their wives and others. So, we should always try to serve Krishna and to serve Gurudev. Otherwise, all we are like donkey and foolish, who will not hear and obey Gurudev and serve Krishna. In this way, he was doing so many sweet pastimes. After that, Jamuna's water was mixed with poison. Kali from Ramanak Deep has come there because he knew that Garuda cannot go there by the course of Rishi. So he was taking shelter there, and by his very dangerous poison, whole water was burning. And any bird going from there, they used to be burned there. Only one tree was there, Kadamba tree. Because on this tree, Garuda has taken the
nectar
in a jug there, and some it may be dropped there, so it was only there. So, one day, the cows and Krishna friends were very thirsty. So, they came, and when they came nearer, they died. Oh, Krishna then thought, I should do something. And that is why he came and telling boys that you should wait here. I am coming very soon. And then he climbed on the tree and took his pitambar on the
west
and jumped. And at that time Kali became very angry and he attacked on Krishna. He folded Krishna, and Krishna became lifeless. At that time, from Braja, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and all other running. At that time, also Baldev was not there. So he also ran away, and Singh saw that, oh, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, oh, they are going in,
enter in that Kali Harada.
So he
checked them.
And after some time, Krishna came out of his
coil
and came on the head and on his horse began to dance like Shankar and blood coming from there. And then his wives began to pray and thus Krishna told that you should go to Ramana. Don't be here. And then he went there. He told that Garuda will make problem for me. Oh, now my inner hoods, my footprint is there. So he went. After that, Pralamba Surubad, and then Damanal. Krishna took fire and saved the cows and his friends, so many. After that, in Saratkal.
Autumn season
came. Everywhere water, in Jamuna, in ponds, in sarovars, in Paman Sarovar, in Krishna Kunda, Manas Ganga, and Kusum Sarovar, are very clear. Very clear. And very cool breeze now coming. And Krishna, in this way, with Baladev Prabhu and other boys, he went to forest. Kusamitabana Raja Sushmi Bringa Dijakala Ghosta Sara Saran Mahidram Madhupata Avagyasya Charyan Ga Sahapal Spal Balajas Balas Chukujabedam. Krishna, in this forest of Vrindavan, everywhere, Beli, Chameli, Juya and Kadamba, flowers were there. Bees were, what?
Humming.
And cuckoo birds singing, more peacocks dancing everywhere. In this way, Krishna began to go from one forest to another, and all sakhas were praising Krishna, and they all began to play on their
flutes,
and thus they were entering. And gopis, all the gopis, in their houses, in their sakhi meeting, in groups, and they are hearing as if flute is there, and Krishna very beautiful is there. And then began to sing the glories of those who were there. Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapu. Now you should tell Benugit in brief.
Mostly rather, always serving to Sri Krishna. So, when they are some more age, at that time the prejudice is controlled, then they cannot come out. That time they had separation, so before me, they had separation, so that time they are singing so very nicely. This is called vanity. So when Sri Krishna age, in Kaisar age, and when he came in India, in Vrindavan, that time he had a beautiful sin. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Sukadeva Goswami spoke, Varahapiram Natavarabhapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibhadvasam Kanakakapisam Vaiyayam In this eye, so you can see, we can see Sri Krishna's lotus mouth, lotus feet, and very beautiful thing. Then my life will be successful. Without seeing, so we are looking so many things every year, but nothing, nothing else. So, Achna Kam, Phalam Idam, Navaram Vidam. We don't know anything else without Sri Krishna Darshan. Oh, Vrijalokesh, so we are living in family life and in family situation, always attachment in family life, but we have no anything desires, no attachment to Sri Krishna. Oh, Vrijalokesh, we must go in Vrijalokesh Vrindavan. We have Radha Krishna. Radha Govinda, they are playing and playing flute and playing there. So many kinds of sweetness we like. When we can see that they are beautiful, sweetness, madhurya, at that time we are painting there. Then we forget our family affections, so everything forget. Then our life will be successful. Oh, my dear gopis, so we cannot stay here. We are going. Chala jai Vrindavan. Oh man. Chala jai Vrindavan. Oh my mind. Please go in Vrindavan. So here Sri Krishna playing through. And his sweetness figure. We can see. So there. Many persons say, or Krishna Balaram, they are going and playing food. But here, who had Vrijalokesh moved? So Gauri Vaishnava, they are saying, when Radha and Madhava, they are playing in Kunja, in Vrindavan, at that time they are very beautiful. So we can start there. So we can go behind our plate, we can see their sweetness, Leela. After then we are falling on the ground, then panting, then we forget all things. At that time, Vrijalokesh, they are saying, Dhanas Mokura Gajay Gopi, Harina Yeta Jananda Nandana Vichitra Mupatta Visham, Akarma Peyu Ranitam Sahajrishna Sara, Uyam Dharthu Virajita Pranaya Apalo Kari. Oh, Dhanna, they are very fortunate. Good, dear. Animals, they don't speak and they don't know anything, any kind. They cannot do any seva. But only animals life. But they have pure mood. We have nothing. So, Dhanna is Mura Gati Gopi, Harina Yeta. They are Mura Gati animals. They cannot speak, they cannot sound. They cannot do any kind of seva, but they have pure mood. Muragatayopi harina yeta, dears, see dears, they are going with he dears, and they are coming. When Sri Krishna playing flute in Vrindavan, and circle round, they are waiting and looking Sri Krishna, beautiful form, and that time they forget all things. Pujam tartu birachitam. Praya balo kai. They are looking already and no any other thing. That time they have pure mood, pure heart, melting body, melting heart. So how is their mood? But we have nothing, no anything else, no any attachment to Sri Krishna. We have no mood. So Dhanasma, they are very because Pujam Dharta Virachita, they offer their mind, heart, senses, all things they offer. But we cannot offer our mind, our knowledge, our heart, our senses. So always we have sense in the mood. So we are living in family life. So they are very fortunate. When Sri Krishna playing in Vrindavan, Vrindavanam Sakit Rubo Pitanoti Kirti. Vrindavan is very, very fortunate. Troilotke prithivi dhanna jatra Vrindavanam kuim. We are Sri Krishna playing in Vrindavan and he taking all happiness, always he is happy. But always tasting Brajavasi more, and Brajavasi more, there are always plain Sri Krishna. So Vrindavanam Sati Bhuvo Vibhanoti Kirti. So manifesting all pain, this Vrindavan. So very fortune, earth there is still very fortune, because here at Vrindavan. So this earth planet is very fortune, where Sri Krishna playing in Vrindavan Brajabhumi. He is not going out of the Brajabhumi, Chaurasi Krosh Brajamandal, and not playing outside. So he is playing in Brajabhumi and in, mostly in Vrindavan. Where is Sri Krishna's heart? Radhika's heart is Vrindavan. So this Vrindavan Sri Krishna always playing. Vitanamuti Kirti Jadevaki Sutta Padam Mujalapta Lakshmi. Where Sri Krishna's footprint? So everywhere we see, and everyone is happy. Oh, how much they are moved. So all animals, all kinds of birds, any animals, anyone, they are coming and they are dancing, singing. So when people, they are dancing, singing, so when Sri Krishna playing flute, then when they are singing. And they offer one peacock feather to Sri Krishna. So Sri Krishna accepts him. And very happily would give this to him. So they are very fortunate. In Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, they are trees, kripas, to everything. They have only one mood to Sri Krishna. When Sri Krishna coming in Vrindavan, then they become very happy. All fruits and flowers, everything of her to Sri Krishna. How is their mood? But we have no mood, no attachment. That time Brajabhumi said, told more things. Natyastada tadupadharya mukundagitan avarta lakshita mano bhava bhanna vega alingana sparita murvi bhujair murare grinnan looking When they are hearing Sri Krishna's flute at that time, they are chanting Igadar, and they are very shy. Oh, what happening? So we are chanting for Sri Krishna. So then they become shy, they are moved. And also, everyone silent to Sri Krishna. Cloud. So very little wind, like throwing flowers, offering Pushpanjali to Sri Krishna. Then there's a very small drops. The rain is coming and Sri Krishna playing in Vrindavan. So very nice thing. But we are very unfortunate. Only one process. If we are going to Giriraj Govardhan, taking shelter here, because he is Haridas Bodhisattva. Hantaya Radhidavala Haridas Bodhisattva. Jad Ram Krishna Charan Sparsha Pramoda Hantaya Atri Ramala Haridasa Vandu Ari Avlaon Ari Sakhiyon. We should go here. We have taken shelter to Giriraj Govardhan. So he will give him mercy because he is Haridasa Vandu. Three Haridas. One person Uddhav, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Giriraj Govardhan. So they are great. He is great, Giriraj Govardhan. Because always standing to Sri Krishna. Padda, Arigha, Ashpaniya, Madhupadda, Snaniya, Vastra, Avushan, Asan, everything of that to Sri Krishna. All kinds, he is standing to Sri Krishna. So we can go there, taking bath in Mansi River, Mansi Ganga. After that, we can seek to Haridev and pray to Giriraj Govardhan. Then he will give mercy to us at that time possible to found. And we pray to Sri Krishna. Other than no any other way. So very deep mood, they are chanting, they are weeping, and melting heart. Always friendly mood, so always weeping for Sri Krishna. This is called Venugi. So Sri Krishna playing through, then they have this mood. So in this way, they are praying to Sri Krishna. Because when they are something more age, that time Vrajavasis, they control them. They cannot go outside. But Nanda, one time, so Garbhacharya came and told to Vrajavasis, don't try to take to gopis. So In this time, in Govinda Kunda, Bhagri Muni, they are doing sacrifice, fire sacrifice. Everyone give milk, butter, yogurt, and ghee, everything give there. And you send your daughters, then they are giving, then they are taking. His bliss, everyone will be happy and more evidence coming. So that time, Vrajagopi, they came out, Vrajavasis, they are very happy. They sent to them, Vrajagopi, oh, you must go in Govardhan. And their gift, ghee, butter, yoga, and everything to Bhadri Muni. So that way, Vrajagopi is coming. And they have pure mood and love and affection, so to my highest mood. And praise, Sneha, Maan, Pranaya, Raag, Anudag, Bhav, in this way, their mood is coming. In Anudag, when they are feeling new things to never seen before, this is the first time, so we see to Sri Krishna. This way, Anudag, this is called Durga Raag. So now I stop here.
Very good. In this way, gopis are seeing Krishna, his beauty and float. Even demigoddesses on the
aeroplane,
they see Krishna and they began to be senseless in the
lap
of their husband, even so beautiful Krishna and his sweet voice. Even the cows, when they hear the float sweetness and very beautiful Krishna, they forget everything. To hear this sweet voice, they make their ears towards that sound. And grasses in the mouth of cows, but they cannot chew or even. And what about their calves? They have milk in their mouth of their mothers, but they cannot swallow or nor
throw.
So, Purna Pulinda Urgaya Padabjarago Sikum Kamein Daitas Tanabanditena Taddarsana Smara Rujitrina Rushitena Lipyant Anand Kuchaus Jahaus Tadadim. Oh, this low class of ladies,
Pulindi.
They are so much fortunate that Krishna, when he meets gopis and the kumkum of breast of gopis comes in the lotus feet of Krishna and Krishna walk over grasses, then that kumkum comes in the grasses. And that Sabarpalli,
Pulindi,
they took that kumkum and breast the
smear
everywhere and in their breast. And thus they give up their
lust,
of Krishna, viraha of Krishna they give up. But who are gopis? They are telling. But from where kumkum came? From there. But they are thinking, we are nothing. Oh, that Pulindi are most
fortunate.
We cannot meet like like Pulindis. Huh? Oh, they are very fortunate. When we want to meet with Krishna, our husbands, possibly they
check
up. So what can we do? And then gopis, remembering all these things, they always began to sing this song. In this way, this is Venu Geet, very beautiful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Gopi Geet will come, Bhramar Geet will come, and so many things. This time we will describe all these things. Now,
drama play
they should play. Gaur Premanande.